York.
From New York.
Broadcasting across the world. Welcome to the Muscle Blueprint Podcast with your host, Matt Mastro, here to motivate, stimulate, and activate your best life. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Muscle Blueprint. Today, we are going to have a quick conversation about cardio and why cardio has been overused by a lot of trainers and a lot of people in order to reach fitness goals. A lot of people I talk to have often said that their main goal is to tone, right? We hear that T word all the time, toning. What is toning though? So let's talk about this first. I'm gonna make this short and sweet for everybody. In order to tone, you need to tone your muscle, right? Let's make sense of this. If you're toning something, it needs to be muscle. You cannot tone fat. If you have fatness covering your muscle, there is not a muscle to be toned that you can see. Toning to me means you aesthetically want to see your muscles in a more prominent way where they look prettier, they look more aesthetic. To do that, you need to burn body fat, but you need to also keep your muscle because the second you start burning muscle, you will not have anything there to tone. Does that make sense? There's nothing left to tone if you burn your muscle as well. So you might burn your fat, you might lose weight, but as soon as you burn muscle, where do you expect to see your muscles showing? You can't show what isn't there. So cardio often has been used and almost tricked based on what is given to us, like what we've grown up with, right? We knew if you run, you'll be skinny. If you don't run, you'll gain weight. True and false. There's a lot of false information in the world now. So here's the problem. When you do an excess amount of cardio, you are also training your body to maintain calories, to hold them, to not use them throughout the day. Because you've now trained your body to say, hey, we are going to need to hold, or we're going to burn 500 calories, let's say, arbitrary number, when we go for a run later. So now instead of burning calories throughout the day with a fast metabolism, your metabolism is saying we need to hold our calories because we might need them later. Then when you don't run, suddenly instead of burning 500 calories that day, you've now stored them and you're burning less fat than you would have. That is why the only successful runners and cardio bunnies, as we call them in the fitness world, are the people that literally do it every day, that fall in love with it, that have a passion for it, because the second that you stop, unfortunately, your metabolism has now learned that it needs to store those calories for a long distance stamina type of exercise. So, running long distances often is counterintuitive to what we are trying to do, which is get toned, get fit, get muscular, and look attractive. Often when we run long distances, you'll burn fat quickly and you'll burn weight quickly and you'll notice, all right, I dropped those 5 pounds I was trying to drop. But you might have dropped them from categories that you weren't exactly looking to. One, your water weight might go down, and two, you might be burning more muscle than you planned to. And to tone muscle that isn't there is actually impossible. So long distance running needs to be used effectively by, one, knowing what your goal is and trying to connect your goal to the type of cardio you're doing. If your goal is to build muscle and to tone, it is not the most effective way of moving your body. If your goal is your heart strength, your endurance, absolutely. Running is great for you then. It's a great way to do things. But running long distances in order to build muscle, you're teaching your body two different things and it's not going to work very efficiently, if at all. Two, there are cardios that are productive. There are cardios that are good for us. Does that mean we do it every single day? Not necessarily. But getting your steps in is important. So if you need to move your body, here are some good ways to keep your heart going and continue to build muscle. One, uphill, slow, and steady exercises. So if I'm walking on a treadmill, and I'm walking up a hill, I'm able to maintain a conversation still, maybe a little bit of huff and puff, a little bit, but I could still talk to you. That is a good amount of cardio for your heart rate to not be too high, where you can still build muscle and burn fat at the same time. I know it doesn't feel as effective. I know it doesn't exactly make you sweat bullets where you feel like you're getting an awesome workout in. Guarantee you that that is 10 times more effective if building muscle and toning is your goal. Another effective way of exercising to build muscle with cardio is high intensity interval training. This should not be done too often. I would not overuse it because the second that you overuse it, it might become an endurance workout. You know, some people have circuits of high intensity interval training and they'll end up doing 7 or 8 or 9 circuits. And at that point, you've used so much of your heart rate that it kind of defeats the purpose. It kind of becomes a long distance type of exercise. So high intensity interval training, you know, I like to try to utilize this 2 times a week, maybe even just once a week, depending on my goal at the time. But that is where you are like a sprinter. You go all out or close to all out for a short duration of time, 10, 20, 30 seconds, and then you rest until you completely recover your heart rate to normal again, until you can maintain a conversation. So, example, if I was on a bicycle and I would ride the bike as hard as I can for 30 seconds, 20 seconds, as hard as I can until I could feel myself slowing down, and then I slow down and I go at a very slow pace until I catch my breath. Till I can breathe again, I feel normal again, and then I repeat that process again for maybe 10 to 15 minutes. 15 usually seems to be my threshold where I like to stop my high intensity interval training. And I can do that, I can stop at 15 because I also have resistance trained throughout the day, and that's the more prominent part of my programming. So, high intensity interval training and super slow paced cardio are the two ways you can build muscle and not burn muscle so that you can tone. Long distance stuff, really you're sending your body mixed messages, and that's not what you want to do. We want to be as efficient as we can. People want results fast, right? That's always every sales pitch. Get results in 30 minutes, 30-day abs, whatever it is. The only way to really do that is sending your body the correct messages. I've had people message me saying that they did programs from the TV that are awesome programs for cardio. They're great, they're fun, they're exciting, they keep you going, and anything is better than nothing when it comes to your heart health, of course. But they'll message me and say, well, I did all this and now I don't see any curves, my shoulders look flat, my butt looks flat, and this is why. Because you're burning so much muscle and you're keeping so many calories still that you end up just feeling like a flatter version of yourself. Or even worse, I hate this term, but that skinny fat version that you really, it's not what you're looking for. When you say tone, I know what tone means in your head. But the way to get there is a little different than what we've learned as we grew up. So let's take a couple points out of this now that we're at the 8-minute mark. The best thing that you can do for your body in order to tone is resistance train. Lift weights, use resistance bands, do exercises that are for your muscles, not just for your heart rate. Sometimes sweating is not the result of a good workout for you. Sometimes you need to move slow. Sometimes it takes doing squats, doing lateral raises, doing push-ups, pull-ups, the exercises that help your muscles to grow, because that is what toning will be for you. Those muscles need to get bigger while the body fat goes down. Then you will see exactly what you are looking for. I know it. And people get worried like, oh, I don't want to bulk. I don't want to become big and bulky. You will not. It will not happen. A lot of women will say that. It's hard to get bulky. It's so hard. You got to eat differently, train differently, sleep differently. It takes time. I promise you, if you follow this, if you follow this advice from this episode, you will see results. Try it for a month and see what happens. And I know you'll be much happier with what comes from those results. Any questions, guys, shoot me messages. I'm all over the internet at this point, so please hit me. I'd love to talk to you about this cardio and different ways to get toned This is Matt Mastro from the Muscle Blueprint. We're going to let the outro take over from here.
Thank you for listening to the Muscle Blueprint Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes every day and find us on YouTube and Instagram at The Muscle Blueprint.